Fine. You can keep the door closed. But hear me out. She got on to us, okay? She figured out that we snuck in there. I'm sorry. We fucked up. I mean, she just did. I don't know how. Maybe she saw something was out of place.
I'm not lying. I'm not... Fuck. Okay. She called me the day after, and then she pressed me about almost everything. She had a feeling that you were in there because we were talking to each other before we left school last week. I know it's bad, but there is some good news. She doesn't know we looked at her diary. Okay, calm down. You better be glad I told her that. I'd rather have her think we fucked than know we looked through her personal shit. So please, cut me some slack. We need to talk anyway. You think I don't know she has more blackmail against us? Just let me in. It's not like she's standing beside us right now. Thanks. I am genuinely sorry. This backfired in a way I didn't expect. All we were supposed to do was get the evidence and get out. We need to think of something else. What do you mean? No, don't talk like that. This is not the end. This bitch is not going to get away with destroying us. It won't happen. Please, pick your head up. Maybe getting evidence isn't in the cards right now, but now we have some stuff on her. It's not much to go by, but it's a start. If we can't find out where she's keeping the dirt, the only thing we can do is learn more about her. At this point, she's a complete stranger to me. So come on, please, help me help us put Diana into the ground. Okay, so think back. That page talked about how she used to be happy and that something changed her. We don't know what that is, but it's clear there's a reason she manipulates people. Something happened in the past that made her feel insecure about herself, and now she just takes it out on whoever she wants. Yeah, she did say she hated her parents too. I mean, I don't like them either, to be honest, but... Do you remember how the note said she hated her so-called parents? What do you think that means? But what if there's more to this than we think? Do you think they did something to her? Yeah. Well, if they did, that shit must have been fucking drastic. The day she's talking about must have flipped a switch in her. Well, there's only one way for us to find out. Mrs. Evergreen!
Hey, Tracy.
Diana's not here. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I'm not looking for her. I actually came to speak with you.
Oh. Okay.
Do you mind if I come inside?
Sure.
I wanted to talk to you about Diana.
Yeah? What'd she do this time?
Well, you might want to grab a seat with me, because this might take a while.
Okay, Tracy, sweetheart. I'm actually super busy at the moment, so if there's any way you could make this into, like, a 5-minute conversation, that'd be great.
I mean, I can try, but this is kind of some deep stuff. I don't know how you're gonna feel about this.
Diana's not really my main concern right now. So you can just go ahead and say what you need.
Well, okay. She's pretty much been bullying someone that I really care about for a while now. Well, really, it's someone I kind of have a crush on. But it's starting to get out of control. She's been manipulating people for the longest time. And now she's threatening to expose me. She's been pretty terrible to a lot of people.
Okay. How long has this been going on?
For a while now. I've been keeping my mouth shut, but I can't do it anymore. This has to stop.
That's not good. So, like, what are the details?
I'd like to keep that private, if that's okay. I just wanted to reach out to you and ask if you had any idea why she's doing this.
I don't know. I honestly don't.
I mean, was there something you can remember that happened to her that might have caused some sort of change? Or has she always been this way?
I really, really couldn't tell you. I'm just as confused as you are.
Fuck. Oh, shoot. Sorry. I didn't mean
it. It's fine. Shit slips sometimes.
Yeah. I just don't understand. Do you think she was good when she was little? I don't know. Was she, like, bullied in elementary school? I just can't put this together.
I mean, aren't you her best friend? She should probably be the one answering your questions, no?
Diana isn't going to be vulnerable around me. She never has been. All to protect her image and self-esteem, I guess. I just figured you might know a little bit more about her because you've been around her whole life, being her mom and all.
Tracy, Diana never told you?
Told me what, exactly?
I'm not her biological mother. I'm her foster mother.
What?
She never told you. Even after knowing you for so long.
No?
I'm gonna be honest, Tracy. Yes, Diana is my adopted daughter, and I take care of her. But I don't know much about her. And frankly, I don't really care to. We almost never speak. Well, she's rarely even home.
So then, where is she most of the time?
If she's not with you or with Ryan, then I couldn't tell you.
But she throws parties in your backyard almost all the time.
It doesn't affect me. I let her do her own thing, and she lets me and her father do ours.
Wait. You're telling me there's no relationship or any sort of connection between you two at all. No, not really. So, and who are her birth parents?
Listen, you can't go talking to Diana about this, all right?
Trust me, you don't have to worry about that.
She came to us when she was in the fifth grade. Her last name was different then. Tyler, I think it was. Even from the start, there was no real relationship between us or her father. It's been like that for so long. We really don't see any reason to change it. All I remember is some issue with her biological father. He went to prison for abusing her mother.
What?
We know nothing about her personal life other than that. We've tried and tried to get closer to her, but she never opened up. So eventually, we stopped trying. Like I said, she lives here, sure, but she's pretty much a stranger to us.
So, then what happened to her mother? You know, after her dad went to jail?
I don't know, Tracy. I understand you're confused and you're hurting. I get that. I am too. But I've told you everything I know. And like I said, Diana isn't really my concern. If you want to figure out the rest, you're going to have to ask her yourself.
But Tracy,
please.
Okay. Thank you for this. And if you could please not tell her I came here, I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Thank you. What?
Please, stop.
Hey, come with me behind that tree. I've got news. Look, I talked to Mrs. Evergreen. Turns out Diana has been keeping a lot of really dark shit from pretty much everyone in her life. And I mean, really dark. Well, turns out Mrs. Evergreen isn't even Diana's real mom. She was adopted years ago when she was in the fifth grade. What's crazier is her mom and dad barely have a relationship with her. She doesn't even talk to them about anything. And they never talk to her either. Like, when I tell you I am fucking shocked by all of this. I'm just lost for words right now. And it gets worse. Diana's birth mom was apparently abused by her dad. And he's locked up in fucking prison. I don't know how long. Probably ever since she was first taken in by the Evergreens. Maybe the day she was talking about happened back before the adoption. Like something happened with her original parents. I know. It could be anything. I might even be able to use this against her somehow. Yeah. I guess now all we have to do is put this shit together and figure out the specifics. What if, and this is just hypothetical, what if her dad did something to her that left her with some kind of PTSD and flipped her whole mindset into just hating and manipulating men. And her mom couldn't do anything to stop it. I mean, it would make sense. Something bad happening to someone in childhood like that could warp their entire mindset for years. Maybe their whole life. The way she was raised. Maybe that's why she's so cold. She has to keep people at a distance. Maybe who's that? Stop. No fucking way. Just pick it up. Yes! Just pick up the fucking phone!
How's it going, you little dog? Did you get my text? Of course you did. I need you to meet me around the back of the school once everyone leaves. I need a favor from you. I don't owe you any fucking details, puppy. I said I need a fucking favor. You'll have to find out what that is when you get here. You got a problem with that? Exactly. I'm getting really tired of you asking me so many questions. 3:30 p.m. You'll see me here first.
Shit. She's always in the way. I don't know what's going on. But just go in there knowing she's not as powerful as we think she is. Not anymore. Okay. Then once you get out of there, text me as soon as you can. And be careful.